Figures I have secured show that there's been 132 cases lodged in the court in Letterkenny since the start of this year, and of those, 110 of them actually have been for primary family homes rather than buy-to-let properties. And this is actually, it's a very disturbing figure, and it shows in many ways the fact that the government have given the whip hand all along the way to the banks in relation to dealing with arrears and dealing with families who find themselves in debt. And it shows that the government, even at this late stage, need to change the structure to ensure that every possible chance is given to families to stay in their homes, because it is exceptionally concerning to see that so many primary residences and main homes actually are part of these figures and that banks are now moving to repossess.
Recent statistics show that initiatives such as buy-to-let really aren't being taken up. That must be a concern.
Very much so. And the problem has been that with all the initiatives that the government have brought forward, they have put the banks in the driving seat, and that has meant that they haven't worked and there's been very small uptake. And it is high time we actually now looked at the processes that are in place and revise them entirely to ensure that there's a proper process there that gives homeowners a proper assessment of their situation and ensures that they get a fair deal and that we don't see increasing numbers of family homes come before the courts.
Is it time for a recall of the Dáil to discuss this? Because it would appear in this past number of weeks that this homelessness issue is becoming very, very serious. The figures you're suggesting today in terms of repossessions being sought would suggest it could be even worse.
I think we need to see real action from the government, and I certainly would welcome a recall of the Dáil for a debate on this issue. But what really we need is not debates on it, but real action from the government. And unfortunately, they have been letting things slide. They have let the whole housing situation drift out of control and become a bigger crisis over the last 2 or 3 years. We see it in many parts of the country now, where families actually can't get accommodation. There's particular problems now also facing students in many of the larger cities. And I also know from my own experience working with families here in Donegal that in many parts of our own county now, there are shortages of accommodation starting to show, where families are finding it harder to find accommodation to rent. And that's something that the government now needs to take control of to try and ensure that policies are put in place that doesn't allow similar difficulties and shortages arise in Donegal here, which have happened in other parts of the country already, and that there's proactivity to ensure that policies are put in place that will see additional supply provided in places where they are needed.